The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
That song always makes me think of just some scene in a movie where you're seeing the evil genius and how he works.
Yes. You know?
It's like, it's the din, 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 din. It's just very, I don't know, very sinister.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Totally.
Yes. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I have Stephanie Dodson in the studio from Emerald Coast Coins. Go to emeraldcoastcoins.com, check them out on the Facebooks, and go by and see the amazing shop down at 1811 Creighton Road. 473-1515 is their phone number. Here at the station, you can call or text us, 437-1620, and we'll talk to you.
Yeah, we'll answer the questions.
We are real live bots, I mean people, and
today.
We will talk to you.
No AI here.
Mm-hmm, no, uh-uh. We are real people. Although, when I get online a lot, and I'm just trying to surf and do normal things and sign up for things, they keep asking me if I'm a robot.
They do.
I know. I'm starting to sort of gaslight myself. I'm like, am I? Am I a robot?
Let me think about it.
They keep asking me. I think there's something to this. Like,
that,
I don't know.
And then they ask me if I want to use AI to answer questions.
Oh, really?
Like, on like any of the social medias, they're like, you can use AI to fill in, and I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. That is weird.
I am not going to go to the iRobot movie. Like, mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hard pass.
Yes. But he had a heart of silver.
Yeah, he
and
sure
gold,
did.
Sort of. Talking about gold, gold is still kind of wacky right now,
it,
right?
It is still up there. Like, just under, like, $2,400. $2,380.
An ounce.
Now, last week, it did get up to $2,400. Which was insane. Mm. Like, everybody was coming in and, like, they were like, oh my gosh, like, this is crazy. It is still the highest it's ever been. Mm. Highest it's ever been. Silver is right around 28, like a little over $28 an ounce. Mm-hmm. Not the highest it's ever been, but it's still, everybody's kind of like loving the craze and just rolling with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as crazy, you know, we're busy still, mm-hmm. super busy. Not as busy as we were back in like 2009.
So what happened back then? Because I don't remember this.
So back in 2008 and 2009, I want to say, I can't remember. Gold got up to like $1,800, $1,900. The silver got close to 50, but like it tipped $50 and then immediately went back down. Hmm. Like 20%. And we were swamped. We had two stores at the time. Dad needed me out here, so we closed my store quite a few years ago, and so that's why I'm here now. But we had two stores at the time, but both stores were swamped. And we were like people sitting waiting hours to be seen, to sell, whether it was their unwanted jewelry, their coins that they didn't need anymore, gold and silver coins. They would sit there and wait.
Mm. They just wanted to cash out.
They just were cashing out. Now, mm-hmm. We're still busy. But we're not that busy. Mm. So everybody's still taking the opportunity to get rid of the stuff they don't want or the stuff that they're ready to turn around. But it's definitely more of a steady busy. Mm. Which I appreciate.
Yeah.
I appreciate the steady busy.
Right. It's better than like, oh, it's boring. I'm just sitting here falling asleep. And then all of a sudden, oh, I can't keep up. There's so many people in here.
Yes. Yeah. I can't keep up. There's people standing outside the door like waiting to get in. No, I appreciate the steady busy. Everybody can eat lunch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I appreciate those steady busies.
I worked at Whataburger and Taco Bell for a short time in my life. And that was the way it seemed like it was. It was like, man, there's nothing happening. I'm just sitting here sweeping the same spot over and over again. And then all of a sudden, there's so many people lined up and the drive-thru is backed up and you're just like, ah.
Yes, my son worked at Whataburger too. He had those moments.
Yeah, they pay pretty well, actually.
They do. They always have paid well.
Yes. So anyway, yes. Off topic. If you have gold and silver that you are looking to cash in on and you want to, you know, get out of the closet or the attic, definitely go by 1811 Creighton Road. Get there. They're open 9 to 5. But if you want to have them look at some stuff and maybe buy from you or whatever, get there before 4 p.m.
Oh, definitely. Definitely try and get there before 4 p.m. You know, last minute, it doesn't give us enough time to look at your stuff thoroughly and see what you have. You know, coming in like, you know, 5-10 minutes before close is not going to give you the quality time you need for us to evaluate your things. Mm-hmm. Jewelry, in general, we don't look at jewelry after 4 o'clock. You know, we don't, you know, we have to do paperwork for the police department. We have to input, we have to test your jewelry, you know, separate it by the carat and whatnot. Mm. So, you know, that takes time. So we cut off jewelry at 4 o'clock sharp.
I would think that if, because people have texted in before, well, can I just take a picture of my collection and they can kind of get an idea before I come all the way down there? But a picture really doesn't give you the whole.
It doesn't give us. Picture doesn't give us the whole, like.
Picture.
Yeah, it doesn't give us the whole picture. Now, sometimes I will tell them, yes, you can, like, send us a picture, because I definitely don't want somebody driving in from, like, Bruton or Foley or something. If they only have like some like Susan B. Anthony dollars, which are just worth a dollar, or Eisenhower dollars, I would hate for them to drive all the way out here for something that would face value. So definitely, you know, I could say send me a picture, and I could say, oh hey, you know, a lot of this stuff is just something you can spend. Definitely don't make the drive out here and spend, you know, $3 a gallon in gas when you can just spend it. So I can try and at least give them a little bit of information through pictures, or I could say, hey, I think it might be worth your while. Go ahead and make the trip.
That's nice of you.
Yes. I definitely do my best over the phone or through pictures, whether it be email. We have a phone that they can text to, or Facebook Messenger.
Well, if you're local and in town and you just want to stop by, if you have something that you're not quite sure what it is made of, you guys have some technology that can help you figure that out, right?
As I
smack
sure
myself in the face.
I sure do. It moves.
Has to stay there. Yeah.
It does stay.
It's either all the way down on the ground or it's all the way up in the air and I have to sit down. So.
We have this cool XRF machine that Steph's still not allowed to play with. It's a dad or bub, and it costs a pretty little penny, like $19,000, but they can scan for pretty much any type of metal, and it is already paid for itself.
Wow.
You know, we've saved us. You know, from buying things that were not, you know, gold or silver. So, you know, it scans it and it tells you all the little metals that are in whatever the coin or whatever the case may be. So
fascinating.
It is super cool to watch it do its thing.
I would love for you guys to try that little machine out on my, I didn't drive it today, but my my 1994 pickup truck. See
oh my
what
gosh.
Kind of metals in that
what kind
bad
of metals
boy.
And be like, not okay.
Yeah. This is rust. It's 99% rust and 1% paint. If you have questions or comments, if you are a numismatist or if you want to know what that's all about, let us know, 437-1620. I'm talking to Stephanie Dodson from Emerald Coast Coins. Go by and check them out on Creighton Road. They're on Facebook, or you can go online to emeraldcoastcoins.com. Still got a lot of people coming in for their collections, right? People are still actively collecting stuff.
Everybody's still collecting. We have collectors come in every single day that are trying to find that, you know, that coin just to fill in that last hole.
It's so much fun.
It is so much fun, and I enjoy that. Like, when I first started working for my dad, it was just because I didn't like the job I had, and I was like, I will learn whatever the heck I need to learn, because the job I had was horrible. So he was like, I don't know about this. What, like, gross. But now he's like, I'm going home. You and your brother have this. Like, peace out. Because I'm really retired, in quotations. And, like, I'm going to stay here, eat lunch, and then go home. And that's basically what he does. He's here for the morning time. He goes home. And my brother and I and the crew, we got it. Hmm. So
kind of like me here.
Yeah.
I come in the morning, I grace everybody with my presence, and then I leave and let them do the work.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's the best day ever.
They make me sound good.
That's it.
Yeah. This show is all edited in real time. Anything stupid that I say is automatically taken out. You don't even hear it.
Don't even hear it.
Doesn't even go to air.
It's the best.
Yep. People are like, well, why does he art? He still sounds pretty stupid. No.
No.
Okay. all right. Yep. So let's talk about the Red Books, because when I was a kid, I collected baseball cards, and I waited every chance I could get to go to the flea market to get the latest edition of the Beckett.
I loved
sports
the Beckett.
Guide.
Yes, I remember the Becketts, and I loved them so much. Now, the Red Books come out every year, and hopefully we'll be getting those here in the next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And the Red Books are kind of like the Becketts, except they come out once a year. I think Beckett's for us came out like every month.
Right, or yeah,
every couple of months. I can't, it's been so long.
Every
since,
quarter,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's been so long since I had a Beckett.
Yeah,
so the Red Books come out once a year, and they're kind of like preemptive, so they print them out like a year in advance of all the U.S. coins that are going to be minted, and they're going to have like their high retail values. But the best thing about this book is it's just super informative in general. It tells you how to like grade coins.
Oh.
It tells you like a high retail price of what coins might be worth, just to give you ideas of what you're looking for. So it's also going to tell you things that when you're Googling things, it's going to kind of bring you more into reality.
Right.
That like coin shops are going to not necessarily be at, but you're going to say, oh, like on Google, it says like it's $1,200. Well, the Red Book's going to say, oh, it's like $15. Well, reality.
Yep.
You know, it's going to bring you more closer to reality. But it's super informative. It teaches you how to grade coins. It shows you the true errors like that we look for. And in the back, it even tells you like gold and silver prices. So if you have like silver coins and you say, hey, silver's at $28. Well, it's going to show you what the actual silver price is for your silver quarter.
Oh.
So it's got so much information in there. And I tell everybody, start with that. If you're starting to get into collecting, get a Red Book. Get a Red Book. It's going to show you all the information you need. And they're just, it's just something fabulous to carry around. And a lot of the kids who have started, you know, we have a lot of kid collectors, young numismatists that come into our store. And they love that book, too. I mean, they carry it around and they just get so much information, and if they don't have it, they just use the store one we have, and they're looking up their coins, and they're like, I need this coin right here.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Somebody just texted in talking about coins. What is the cost to get several coins appraised?
So if you just want to know, like, how much your coins, if you're just wanting to get a price on your coins, like just a verbal, then it's free. Like, just to sit down with us and say, hey, how much are my coins and, like, what grade are they and that kind of stuff, that's totally free. We just do that, you know, free of charge, no worries. If you're needing a written appraisal, depending on how many coins there are, we charge, like, $75 if you want a typed appraisal for, like, insurance purposes. It goes up from there. We'd have to call my brother and get a firm price. I can't remember off the top of my head. But you call my brother and talk to him.
All right. Sounds good. If you have any other questions or comments, 437-1620. Talking about Emerald Coast Coins down on Creighton Road. My guest this morning, Stephanie Dodson. Give them a call, 473-1515, or go to emeraldcoastcoins.com. They're also on the Facebooks.
We are on the Facebooks. You can still see my dad's sweet little girls. They're still on the Facebook. I haven't taken them off of there yet. I might eventually. Probably not, though.
Yeah, no rush on that.
No rush. So. They've always been the mascots, and I can't see change of that anytime soon. Yeah.
So Duncan, right? Does he stay all day, or does he go home with Daddy?
Duncan goes home with Daddy.
All right.
So they were out of town last week, and I was watching them. So I brought him up to work Friday, and Duncan is very smart and knows schedules. So he was there at the end of the day with me, and he was very much not pleased that he was still there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And he let everybody know.
Oh.
He was not pleased that he was there. Mm-hmm. He was very vocal about it.
Yeah, dogs and cats are definitely creatures of habit. They really are. They get on a schedule. Like, my cat still is getting up at 3:30 a.m. when I was getting up for the morning show with Andrew.
Yeah.
He's still chirping at 3:30 in the morning thinking that I'm about to get up and make coffee. But I'm trying to tell him, no, it's different now.
Dad has a new schedule. Yep, nope.
Yes.
It took Duncan a few days, I was there for a few days, but like the second day, I was like, nope. Sis does not get up at 3 o'clock like Dad does. Sis sleeps until at least 8 o'clock.
All right. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. What are you going to get into this weekend? The weather should be amazing, I think.
The weather should. You know, Do you like
crawfish?
Ew.
I figured no.
Yeah. No crawfish for me. No, I'm going to stay home and probably just organize my house. I'm planning a family vacation, so I'm going to work on planning that. Nice. You know, work on, you know, my brain is always thinking of, you try not to think about work when you're not working, but right. I always am thinking about, and I swear I would never be that person, but I'm always thinking about like, all the stuff we have to do at work and like, you know, all the silver and stuff we have at work, which I did actually buy a Transformer silver piece yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Transformer, huh?
Optimus Prime.
Optimus. Oh, is that the most sought after?
No, I don't know, but I wanted it, so I bought it.
Yeah. So it's just a collector's coin? Or?
Yes, it was, nice. It was shaped like Optimus Prime, so I bought it.
Nice. Very nice. What other ones do you have in the shop right now that people might want?
So we still have like Steamboat Willie.
Oh yeah.
So he's super cool. And we still have Quackas.
Throw the babies.
You knew we were going to go there. Yep. And we have some Canadian maple leaves that we just got in, which a lot of people, we also still have the 2024 Silver Eagles. It's getting close to graduation time for everybody. And those are great for graduation presents. Mm. First salutes, a lot of people come in and get those for first salutes.
First salutes.
Uh-huh. For the military people.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Is that like a challenge coin? Or?
Not a challenge coin. Just so when somebody graduates from the school and they give their first salute, then they give them their silver dollar. And sometimes they get the older silver dollars, like a Morgan dollar or Peace dollar, or they get like a lot of people give them the new 2024 Silver Eagle or whatever year it is that they're that
graduating.
It is.
Yep. Cool. That's very awesome. I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah.
I've gotten a few challenge coins in my lifetime just by traveling around and playing certain events.
Mm-hmm.
We did Folds of Honor events a lot when I was on the road. And he would always hook us up with challenge coins. And I never got to use one, though.
No, I'm not, you know, I don't. But I've seen a lot of challenge coins. We have challenge coins in our store, too.
Very cool.
So, yeah. Dad gets a lot of challenge coins for sure.
What is the biggest collectible that you guys deal with? On a daily basis, is it coins or?
Definitely coins. The coolest collectible, I would say, for me is anything. I like ancient coins, even though I don't know a lot about ancient coins. The ancient coins or just like the shipwreck coins are the coolest ones for me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't know a lot about them, you know, the Athenian owl is my all-time favorite. It's a tetradrachma. It's got Athena on one side and her owl on the other. We have some shipwreck coins, and I'm horrible. I don't know which shipwrecks they're from right now, but they're in the like $245 range. The shipwreck coins. Athena is not; she's like $950.
Hmm.
But so those kind of coins are my most favorite, besides the Morgan dollars for the American coins. Morgan dollars are my favorite. We have currency. We have currency, so we have like $500 bills in our store right now.
Wow.
Confederate money, obsolete money, large notes that we had before there was the normal size notes we have today. So we have all kinds of Pensacola notes.
What are those?
So
what do those look like?
So some of the Pensacola notes are normal size, like regular size notes today, and it's Bank of Pensacola. So there was a Bank of Pensacola, and it just says Bank of Pensacola, and it has like a charter number, and I'm getting into things I don't know that much about because I haven't learned as much about the paper notes.
Right.
But so they were just from the actual Bank of Pensacola here. So we have some of those in our store, which I think is super cool because until I started doing all this stuff, I didn't know that like banks actually had their own money.
I didn't know that either. Now we got Pensacola notes. That's cool.
And it's super cool. I think we have $10 bills and $20 bills for the Pensacola notes.
Do you have pictures of any of this stuff on the website, Emerald Coast Coins?
Not the Emerald Coast Coins website. I could put them on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing a couple of those every once in a while. That's pretty interesting. Or bring some in. To, for,
oh, show and tell.
Yeah, show and tell, even though people can't see on the radio. But I can.
But you
can.
It'll
be fun for me. They'll hear my excitement and joy.
They will.
Yes, as they do every day, 9 to 11 weekdays here on News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel, sitting here with Stephanie Dodson from Emerald Coast Coins. If you have any questions or comments, get to us in our last few minutes here, 437-1620.
We like to tell people, too, like, they'll bring their kids in there because it's not just, you know, buying and selling stuff in there. It's like history when you walk in there too. Mm. So it's like you get a little bit of history when you walk through and talk about stuff and look at things. Oh, yeah. And get the whole things that were actually, you know, from the 1800s.
That's what I love the most is, you know, I can look at something and read about it all day long, but when you actually get to touch it and hold it in your hand and you're like, man, this is like an actual part of history.
Yes.
It's crazy.
That's why I always tell people, like, they're holding like the Morgan dollar or the Peace dollar. I'm like, you know, Wyatt Earp probably held this.
Oh.
Doc Holliday probably held this. And, yes. You know, and we knew one of our customers, he was best friends with Doc Holliday's best friend. Oh, gosh. And I can't remember the guys. Oh, it's going to escape me from the movie. And I know all those names. And it's totally escaping me at this moment. But he has supposedly Doc Holliday's collection.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm just going to go through the ones I know. Billy the Kid. Yeah. You're talking about like somebody
from that
time?
Yeah, from that time. If Dad doesn't text me. Is Curly Bill? Maybe. Not Curly Bill. Let me think. Hold on.
Wild Bill. Wild Bill Hickok.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. Yeah. Wild that Bill. One. Old Wild Bill.
Yep.
Yep. We all grew up with a Wild Bill.
Yeah. And Dad was like, so Dad's like, well, if it's true, you could bring it in. I would definitely buy it from you.
Yes. How do you go about authenticating something like that?
I have no idea how they would prove it. Like, I listen to stories all day long, so I'm just like, that's super awesome.
Yeah, it's still worth this.
It's still awesome. I had a customer out in Milton, and he said one of the gangster guys, like, tossed him, Al Capone, like, tossed him, like, a 50-cent piece a long time ago. Like, I mean, he was in his 80s when I, like, 10 years ago. I'm sure he's not here anymore. And I was like, that's super cool. Like, I have no reason not to believe you, but I will totally believe you.
Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes things have such sentimental value that it's really, you know, you can't put a price on some of that stuff. So.
Nope. Yeah. I'm like, I will believe any story you tell me, dude.
Exactly.
He was the sweetest old man and I adored him to pieces.
Yeah, that's got to be the best part of the job is just, you know, getting to know people and hearing their stories, hearing about their life.
It is like, so like people come in like, do you remember like when I came in? I'm like, no, I'm like, but I remember this part of your story. And they're like, how did you remember that? I'm like, that's what stuck out in my brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the best part is, you know, people, you know, tie a lot of their feelings to, you know, items and
they
and
do,
especially jewelry and things like that. Very personal.
Definitely. So.
But when it comes time to sell it.
That's true, too. I've had people, like, you know, sometimes they'll bring in their stuff and they're, you know, we'll sit there and talk about it. And they'll tell me all these stories. And I'm like, I don't think you're ready to sell yet. And they're like, you know, I think I'm going to take it back home. I'm like, that's fine. You know what's here and what we've offered. And when you're ready, you know, we'll be here for you.
Shed some light on how much it's worth and what they have. Yeah, that's great.
That's we're here for advice and, you know, just to lean, you know, give information and education.
Yes, about numismatism.
That's it.
I love that word.
I feel
so smart knowing that. if you know what a person that makes clocks, right, or works on clocks.
You know that word? Yep. You're also a smart person.
Yes. That one was for you, Steve, if you're listening.
If you're listening, Dad, that one's for you.
Hope you're having a good day, sir. And we've been having a great day here at News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Expert Panel. I really sound like an expert this morning, but Stephanie Dodson, the expert on all things collectibles, coins, numismatism as a whole, she is there. And down on Creighton Road, 1811 Creighton Road.
Yeah.
Get there before 4 p.m. if you have a bunch of stuff for them to look at, but they can definitely steer you in the right direction and let you know what you have.
Definitely.
So go through the attics, go through the closets, find all that stuff.
Look behind in books, behind, you know, drawers, all that stuff.
Yeah. What is one of the big things that people don't know that they have sitting around the house that might be worth something?
Sterling flatware. 99% of the time it'll say sterling on it. And I would say the silver coins, 1964 and earlier for quarter dimes and half dollars. You know, a lot of people, I mean, a lot of people do know, but a lot, I don't think it always crosses their mind to think that dollars, and look in the books and stuff for dollar bills
right.
and stuff. Red books coming out
yep.
soon.
Yeah, silverware. I don't normally think about sterling flatware. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
See
always have such
time.
Fun. We just kind of talk and riff. That's it. Very nonchalant. I love it. Yes. Stephanie, thank you for being here. Go by 1811 Creighton Road, EmeraldCoastCoins.com. Give them a call today, 473-1515. Great to see you, Stephanie.
Till next time.
Yep.